First, Wisconsin Democrats have a new chairman running the state party. Ben Wickler's election came as Wisconsin Democrats gathered in Milwaukee this weekend for their annual state party convention. Here's Wickler celebrating some of the party's recent successes.
And that became the rocket fuel for the 2018 campaigns. Tammy Baldwin's landslide, Tony Evers, and Mandela Barnes ending the Scott Walker dark ages because you fought.
WPR's state capitol reporter Laurel White was in Milwaukee covering the convention this weekend. Laurel, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, the last few years have been like good news, bad news for Wisconsin Democrats. Bad news losing the presidency in 2016. Good news from their perspective. They get the governor's office, Tammy Baldwin reelected. Now their judge isn't elected. What was the mood of the crowd after all that?
You know, Rob, it was actually, despite that recent Supreme Court race that didn't go their way, it was a pretty jubilant crowd at the convention this weekend. I think a lot of people were focusing on those 2018 statewide victories, getting the governor's office for the first time in 8 years, you know, winning the state treasurer's office, preserving that office. That was a fight. The attorney general's office, of course. So it was really kind of, in my estimation, sort of a victory lap for Wisconsin Democrats. It was really kind of an upbeat tone throughout the convention this weekend.
That said, I imagine they're also looking ahead at 2020, another Supreme Court race, and then, of course, all congressional seats, a lot of legislative seats, and the presidential race coming up.
Absolutely. So I actually thought it was pretty interesting that Governor Evers took his time on stage. He was, of course, the keynote address and what everything ramped up to on Saturday to talk about the 2020 elections. He didn't talk too much about, you know, the debate over the state budget in the Capitol right now, which is, of course, taking a lot of bandwidth in state politics. And there's a lot of negativity there, you know, a lot of push and pull between him and Republicans. He talked about what Democrats need to do to have a good showing in 2020. And he had two lessons, really, that he said he took away from his race. He said we need to unite as a party, even if we have a pretty crowded primary, which, of course, Democrats are looking at in the presidential race, much like they did in his gubernatorial race. And he said we need to sort of change the way we talk about things. We need to focus on policy, we need to focus on issues and not get down, he said, quote, down in the mud with Republicans if they want to start sort of lobbying personal attacks. He said that's something they've done in the past and something Democrats shouldn't engage in.
That said, did any of the speakers at the convention get down in the mud at all, either targeting President Trump or Wisconsin Republicans?
They sure did. So most notably, I think Congresswoman Gwen Moore took the stage. She got a really warm welcome from the crowd. She actually danced onto the stage and then danced back off after her remarks. But a little bit into her speech, she said, I'm going to do some Trump dumping during this speech. So she was very open about the fact that she was going to be really critical of the president. And she laid out some things that she thinks he's been doing incorrectly in office. She said he actually needs to learn to conduct himself like 4- and 5-year-olds learn to conduct themselves in kindergarten. She referenced that book, Everything I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. So she was kind of having a little bit of fun, or maybe a lot of fun, on stage doing a little bit of mudslinging on Saturday.
Talking to WPR's own Laurel White about this weekend's state Democratic convention. Now, there's a new state Democratic leader. What do we know about the party's new chair?
So the party's new chair is Ben Wickler. He's a native Wisconsinite. He was born and raised in Madison, but moved to Washington, D.C. As a young professional. He most recently worked as a national activist for the group MoveOn.org. He was a director there. He had a really high-profile podcast for the group. But he came back to Wisconsin within the past year or so, fairly recently, said he wanted to put down roots here. He's got 3 kids, and ran on a platform of uniting the party and, you know, kind of using cutting-edge digital strategies to move things forward. What he really pushed for in his convention address, they give speeches after they're nominated and before the vote is held for the new chair. And he said what Democrats really need to do is focus on continuing their advocacy work in between elections. So not just really engaging with voters and making grassroots efforts every time an election rolls around, but continuing to push for things like the Medicaid expansion, for example. Or he also mentioned pushing for bolstering union rights in Wisconsin in between elections.
Often the state's Republican Party has been seen as being very good at doing election stuff, organizing to get the vote out, maybe better than Democrats a lot of the time. Did Wickler or anyone else at the convention talk about sort of that basics of politics type stuff?
That was definitely part of the conversation. I thought it was interesting. The candidate that ran against Wickler is the current state party vice chair and a state representative, David Bowen from Milwaukee. And he was a little bit more critical in his speech in terms of mentioning things that he thinks the party can do better in terms of organizing and getting out the vote and having those grassroots efforts. He said the party has not done very well in getting activists from certain communities to work in those communities during times of advocacy. He said that the party sometimes, quote unquote, parachutes people in to communities that they're not from. And he said that's a practice that needs to stop. So I think that there certainly is a conversation about the ways in which Democrats have run the party in the past and how those things need to change if they're going to be more successful against the Wisconsin Republican operation that really is a well-oiled machine and a national model for a lot of people in terms of how to get people elected and how to keep them in office.
Let's go back to those state Supreme Court elections at the Republican convention not too long ago. The newly elected Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn spoke in front of Republicans, though it's a nonpartisan seat, thanking them for their help. And we saw, it sounds like, some candidates for the next election speaking to Democrats, again, even though it's a nonpartisan election. What did we hear?
That's right. So this is interesting. There was a little bit of hubbub surrounding candidates coming to state party conventions to address partisan activists because this is a nonpartisan race. But Hagedorn spoke at the GOP convention last month, and the two candidates that are backed by liberals in the Supreme Court race coming up next year both spoke over the weekend. That's Marquette University Law School Professor Ed Falone and Dane County Judge Jill Karofsky. They came on stage, gave brief remarks, and kind of offered, I think, a preview for liberal voters of what their campaigns are going to look like and what sort of issues they're going to be pushing for. Falone was talking about his background. He's a child of immigrants. He said that he's a person who builds bridges and knocks down walls. They both talked about, and Karofsky spent more time on this particular element in her speech, about how the court has become increasingly partisan and how they think that has been detrimental to the highest court in the state. Of course, that's a theme that we've been hearing continuously and a theme that we heard a lot from Judge Lisa Neubauer, who was unsuccessful in her last bid for Supreme Court. So we're going to see how that message kind of evolves over the next several months.
You talked about Governor Evers' speech. He's won high-profile statewide election winner from last year. Also, Senator Tammy Baldwin won pretty handily in November. What did she have to say?
She got a really warm welcome from the convention crowd, of course. She spent a lot of her time talking about health care, which is perhaps pretty unsurprising. That was a really big part of her reelection campaign. That's something that she got a lot more personal about in her last election bid. She talked more about her childhood illness. She talked about her mother's struggle with addiction. And so she spent a lot of time on stage saying that we need to change the healthcare system in this country. She said some health insurance policies in the United States aren't worth, these are her words, aren't worth the paper that they're written on. And she also talked about, and this is something she's talked about for quite a while as well, pushing for legislation to change regulation of prescription drugs in the United States to sort of rein in big pharma, as it's called, and regulate those prices a little more closely.
And as we wrap up, Laurel, a lot of national attention on Wisconsin as a possible deciding state in the presidential race. Did you hear a lot of talk about Wisconsin maybe playing a big role?
Absolutely. I think that was another big theme. If if the biggest theme of the weekend was the 2018 elections and kind of celebrating that, the other was, hey, we've got a really big year coming up in 2020. We've got the National Democratic Convention coming to our state. And I kind of lost track of the number of times people said the road to the presidency runs through Wisconsin, and kind of had a little bit of fun saying it literally runs through Wisconsin with a convention coming here. So I think people are really excited within the Democratic Party that this state is going to play such a high profile role in the next presidential race.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Rob.
That was Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter, Laurel White. She joined us to talk about this weekend's state Democratic Party convention and their election of a new party chair. You can follow her coverage and reporting on the Republican convention a weekend or two back. Find it all at WPR.org. Click on the news tab and then go to politics, and it's all there. And keep watching WPR.org for future stories on the elections.